Walt Whitman is considered the grandfather of modern American poetry. Largely self-taught, he broke from the traditional strictures of verse, writing long, robust lines brimming with populism, physicality, and personal content. Written to elegize the recently assassinated Abraham Lincoln, "O Captain, My Captain" strikes a distinctly patriotic note and marked a departure from Whitman's typical style with its conventional meter and rhyme. The poem was collected into Leaves of Grass, of which Whitman wrote, "This is no book. Who touches this? Touches a man. O Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won. The port is near. The bells I hear. The people all exulting. While follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. But O heart, 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 O the bleeding drops of red, where on the deck my captain lies, fallen cold and dead. O captain, my captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills. For you bouquets and ribbon wreaths, for you the shores are crowding. For you they call, the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Here, captain, dear father, the arm beneath your head. It is some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead. My captain does not answer, his lips are pale and still. My father does not feel my arm, he has no pulse nor will. The ship is anchored, safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip the victor ship comes in with object won. Exult, O shores, and ring, O bells, but I with mournful tread walk the deck my captain lies, fallen cold and dead."